Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented the sheet of the Tosis Rid, the Kesha of the Shlichus, why there's no Shlichus by Mitzvahs. We saw the Ketzais, we saw the Kashes, and now we'd like to present a Mahalach. And again, this is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi, Hagon, Hagadol, Hamuflag, Hamuflag, Rav Manzatzal, and the Chibus of the Marach or Zerua, in Simen Kuf Chof Ches. He also asked the Kash about Shlichus by Mitzvahs. Why is there no Shlichus by Mitzvahs if we need a Pasuk to exclude Shlichus by Averus? And he writes, V'gam Mashikosef Afrosh Yischala, why is the Fresh Ischala different than other mitzvahs? Then a Fresh Ischala you can do Aide Shliach. Hashem came Tfil and sits as Sukkah Lula, Vachilas Matzah, not Aide Shliach. You can't have someone sit in the Sukkah for you, you can't have somebody Matzah for you. Maybe shchita and afresh ischala, the mitzvah is not that you should fix the isa. The mitzvah is only you should be metakin the isa. It says, to fix the Issa and give the Truma to the Kohen. And we learn the Shlichus by Truma, Tem Gamatem. So by Shchita Nefresh Ischala, the mitzvah is Tikkun Issa, and Shchita, the mitzvah is that it should be Shechted. Kedusha in the mitzvah is that the woman should be mekudeshes. By Geirushin, Afrashis, Trumash, Yitzchash, Yazus, Yitzmaike. All of them also. In other words, the mitzvah is the woman should be divorced, the chala should be separated, the kachim should be shechted, the mezuzah should be placed, maike should be in place. Aval b'tfilin, b'tziz, v'chilas matzah, sukkah v'lulav, ain shayach shlichus. But in the other case, the shlichus isn't shayach. What is the Marach or Zerua saying? When he says that a fresh ischala you can do with a shliach. Because the mitzvah is to be metakin the Issa. And shchita that it should be shechted. And kedushin that the woman should be mekudeshes. But she'en kein tefillin tzitzis achilas matzah sukkalulu, there's no shlichus. So it would appear, the biur divrei ha Marach or Zerua, שבפרשת שליחוס נסחדש של שלוחו של אדם כמויסה. In the parasha of שליחוס, the chiddush is that the שליח of a person is כמויסה. והיינו, שאף על פי שלא הוא עשה את המויסה בפועל, מכל מוקוים בדבורים המויל בהם שליחוס, סגי גם בזה שמסייחס המויסה אלה. Even though he didn't do the ma'aseh b'foyal, nevertheless, if there's shlichus, if shlichus is valid, it's enough that the ma'aseh is mesiachis to him. Ayin b'shar yosher, b'shar zayin, perak zayin. So all that we have here is the siachis, it's not the ma'aseh b'foyal. The ma'aseh he didn't do. But there's a siachas, the ma'aseh relates to him. And that's the chilek of the Marach or Zerua. Mitzvahs, that the ikar is, he should be poil, the tachlis, shal zen it stave ham mitzuve, kev and shenen in betzim asiyas ha-ma'aseh al-basiyas dovish yifal ha-tachlis. So in those cases where there's shlichus, the mitzvah isn't the asiyas ha-ma'aseh. The mitzvah is to activate the tachlis, the purpose of this ma'aseh. the outcome. That's what you're going for. So as long as the outcome is misyachis to you, that's enough. But by mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is etzem asiyas hamaisa, b'zein yekayim ha-mitzvah hu b'mashu asa b'foya. It's not enough that the ma'aser should be misyachis to you. You have to do it before. And then in shlichus doesn't help that you did it. B'foya. You can have the ma'aser be misyachis back to you, or the ma'aser relates back to you. But that you did it before, that shlichus doesn't do for you. And therefore, if you need a siyah mamish and not just the follow tachalois, shlichus is not going to help you. The marachor zeruah is miskasha b'tamadav v'shen shlichus b'chalitza k'su b'sayin dalet. And he says, maybe we require chalitza to the yibum. The yibum, there's no shlichus. Or maybe because it says, v'chotza na'ala mi'al ragloi, has to be dafka her. Ayin sham, the marach or zeruah. Again, this is simen kuf chav ches. In other words, Bivadai, by Chalitza, is a Maisa Mesuyim of a Chotzanaylo. She takes off his shoe. But that's only to get to the Tachlitz of the Heter Lashuk. V'chol sheish koyach v'shaliach lachloitz. Havalei lohoyol mitzad esiach sisadovel v'shaliach. Afo pish enkan Maisa b'fol sheli yavu matzo. As long as there's koach for the shliach to be choylites, so the ma'aser should be misyach, it's back to the woman, back to the mishaleach. Even though there's no ma'aser b'foyal, but that shouldn't have to be, as long as you're getting the tachas of heter l'shuk. So why can't you have shlichus by chalitza? And that he writes, maybe chalitza is like yibum, xeris hakosr shlichus doesn't help. Or maybe, and so writes the Rosh in Yevamos Perkei Beis Simin Tet Savov, Zvachol Tzanaylo Me'al Ragle, like the Shari Yosher explains in Shari Zayin Perek Vov. By Chalitza, Ein Sarech Kavonis Heter Shal HaYavam Im Koyach Heter Shal Yeshlo. Ela Shem Metzido Ein Arak Maise Greide Bo Ifen HaKosuv Ba Torah Shaz Itilta Ha Torah. Bekeven Shetolta Et Zeh Ha Torah Bo Ifen Shal Maise Pefoil Mesuyam. And our maestro of a chotzenaylo me'al raglo, gami me'ikiru v'tachas, and v'tachas zoin nefel sa'adei a maestro b'foy la kosu v'tor. In other words, you need a maestro here. By chalitza, you don't need the kavan of the heter, of the yavam, with his koach to be matir. You need this ma'aser of chalitza. And since you need a ma'aser mesuyim, you're right, the purpose of the ma'aser mesuyim is to get to the tachlis of heter l'shuk. But you still need the ma'aser. And midin shlichus, if you need a ma'aser before mamish, it doesn't work. Only if the ikar is the tachlis, is the totsah. So, according to this, it would appear that the Teretz of the Tosfos Levid is primarily saying what the Maharach or Zeruah says, and unlike how the Ktzos understood. He just explained more. And the Rid opens up with the Zikr Teretz, and he writes that the mitzvah, that the Torah was mechayev lasis begufay, we already saw this in the previous year, the mitzvah that the Mahamakom Chivalasis Bagufo Hechi Pater Wai De Shlucha Vulasa Klum. In other words, Shlichus is only effective to give you credit for the Maisa, as if you did the Maisa. Aval Ein Zeinyan Lekufay. Mizesha mitzvah shat sibu yushia maise befall begufoi, hechio bezesh shlichus. If the maise is with your body, how shlichus can help? As who are you? You're not just your physical body. You're the spirit within the body. So that spirit can get a maisa of someone else. Unless a maisa mitzvah of someone else. Unless the mitzvah has to be done with your body. And Yenim's body is not my body. And Yenim's maisa with his body can't work for mine. And that's what the Tosfos Reb writes. Sha mitzvah shechivu amakom masis begufo. You didn't do anything with your body. Even it's not pshat that you did it with your body. You did it, but now with your body. You did it, and there's a siachsus amaisa elecha, the maisa relates to you. It's as if you did it, but now with your body. And that's the key here. The mitzvah requires it to be done with the body, there can be no shlichus. And on that, the place is rid is mamshich migerushin. Behind the begerushin, yesh ladun im hem kachalitza. Shebegerushin is gerushin like chalitza. Shuhurak oisem maisa akosuv b'torish al v'kosuv v'nasim v'yada shazni terasi m'meila v'zein lenu v'elat ha-maisa b'foyal akosuv b'torish al shayach shlichus is pshat that he does the maisa and m'meila she's permitted. So then all you have is the maisa b'foyal. And on that there's no shlichus. Or no. The baal is the matir because the get, his get comes from him to her. In the middle of that, this is v'nasim b'yada, the ikkar is not primarily that he does the maisa, the foil of giving it to a hand, but that the maisa should be misyache, should relate to him. And then shlichus will be effective. So it's git and pshat that he has to do with his body or not. And then that the Rid writes, shemimashikasuv beget ana plani patartis planis mevoal mizeh shekoyach habal hu la'atira. The Rid writes, from the fact that it's written in the get, I, Ploni, released Plonis, we see from this that the koich of the Baal is to be matir. It's not just a maise b'foyal. What the ikar is that he's releasing her. And since that's the primary goal of the get, we don't view it as a maise b'foyal. That's not the ikar, the maise b'foyal of giving it to her, writing it and giving it to her. And therefore, the husband can get credit as if he wrote it and gave it to her, even if someone else did it. In other words, shlichus works. That's effective for gerushin because here the ikar is the tachlis, and you see that from the fact that it's written in the get on the plani. But that's why we ask, why does he relate to what's written in the get, not the actual divorce? The answer is he's proving that it's not something that has to be done with his goof. And you can't compare that to kedushin. The Torah doesn't talk about a tzur of meisim b'foyah. Therefore, it's pashut that by kedushin shlichus is going to be effective because he's the one getting. Because Reuven's the one getting married, so why can't Shimon do it for him? You don't need Reuven to do the meisim because there's no meisim before that's necessary. I mean, there is. Torah isn't makbid on the meisim before. The yikar is the tachlis that Reuven's marrying. That's a Maisa Kedushin's Rubens. So it's Pashat there. You don't even need Rayas that Shlichus works. You know, you don't need the man to do the Maisa. Just by a get, which is a Koyach Heter, and the Torah says that this get has this Koyach of Heter. There, the bit was done. Maybe Shlichus shouldn't help. Maybe he has to do the mice himself. Kosa v'nosa, kamash mon enat. And he didn't say it's because ain't other magari sheishes chaveru. That wouldn't be enough for us. Maybe still he has to do the mice himself. So he instead says that it's not the Maisa that's Megarisher. He writes in the Get, Anaploni Patartis Leplonis. You see that the Korach HaBaal Hu La'atir of Einarak Maisa Befoya. The husband can do it. It's not a ma'aseh b'gufo. This is not a ma'aseh b'gufo. The husband can do it through a shliach. The Baal has this koyach of heter, and he can pass that on to somebody else. He doesn't have to do the ma'aseh himself. The ikar is that she's being released. By Kedushin, it's Pashit. He doesn't have to do the mice himself. And when the Kedushin is being done, of course, it's being done for him. Shimon is marrying Reuven's wife. So I'm marrying you for Reuven. And there, the Aruch HaZohar didn't have it sad that it's a mice shibagufo. He would have to do it on his own. And according to this, when the Tosis Rid is done, I mean, it's both really, right? When the Tosis Rid is done in Shlichus, even though B'vaday is Koach L'Shliach, of course the Shliach has Koach, why wouldn't he have Koach to do it also? So what's the idea of the Tosis Rid by Kedushin? The Nidon that the Tosis Rid writes by Kedushin, it's not like the Chalais Kedushin. The Chalais Kedushin, of course, the Shliach can do. Because it's Pashat to him that you don't need the Maisa of the Guf of the husband. But he's talking about the Mitzvah Saseh of Kedushin. The Ram says the Mitzvah Saseh. She miskayemes ha-mitzvah gam al-pi Shliach. You can also do the Mitzvah with a Shliach. It's true, Mitzvah Voisim Mishlucho. There's a Mitzvah Mishlucho, and the Kasha is, how can you do it by a Shliach? And the answer is because the ikar is the tachlis. And she's mikudashes. So since the mice is misyaches to him, so he gets the mitzvah sase. So even though he didn't do the mice himself, the mice is misyaches to him. Because the ikar tachlis is that she should be mikudashes. So not only is there shlichus to activate the kedushin, but even gets the mitzvah. By getting those, it's sad. There's not even a chalois of the get if Reuven does it for, if Shimon does it for Reuven. It has to be begufo, kama shalom, but it doesn't. The Icarus is that she's released. Whereas by Kedushin, there it's Pashit that he doesn't need to do it by himself. He could do it with the Shliach. But the Rid was bothered, as Rabbeinu explains it, the Rid was bothered by the mitzvah of Kedushin. How does he get the mitzvah? Maybe the Torah wanted him to do the mitzvah on his own, with his own guf. And the answer is no. And that also, just like the chalos kedushin can be with the ayidei shliach, the ikar is the tachlis, so too the mitzvah also. So side by the chalos kedushin, side by the mitzvah kedushin, can both be done by shliach. Because it doesn't have to be begufa. And if it's not a sea of begufa, it works even with the shliach. And also the Tosfot writes the Gavei Afresh is Truma. But the Yisod HaMitzvah is not the Maisa Afresha. It's that the Truma is taken off. So not only can you do a Chalos Truma, but you even get the Mitzvah of Truma. A kitten isn't really, I don't know, for a person. It's Schar and Shemaim for a Maisa Mitzvah for a get. That's just the way it's supposed to be done. I don't know if it's a mitzvah like wearing tefillin and tzitzis. A kopanim afreshes truma is a mitzvah. So, this the chalois truma and the mitzvah can be done by a shlich, because the agreement is that the afreshes should be misyaches to the mishalech. It doesn't have to be begufa. And by carbon mitzvah shchita also. Karban Pesach, he says the shechita is misyachis to the mishaleach, and also he mentions the achila. Chen ma shekasev gabe shechita sapesach chikur gabe kiyum haMitzvah shazeh kasev red sheker mitzvah shechita. He gam ken letachas shel hashvuah zrik avura. So what's the purpose of the shechita? That the zrika should be for him, and that he should be able to eat the carbon pesach. That's why he mentions the achila and the achila as well, because he's talking about what the tachlis of the shechita is. That he should be able to eat the carbon pesach. So since he's going to be able to, he's mekayim the mitzvah. So, by mitzvahs that the ikar is the kiyum atachas, you don't need gufo, it's enough that the mitzvah should be misyach eselav. So here he's talking not only about there's a chalois shchita for your friend, that he gets the mitzvah. That's why he mentions achilas psachim, because by achilas psachim, that's the ikar mitzvah, he's doing the shchita to get to the achila. So that explains what he said in the previous show, where he mentions the achila. And then the Tosis Rid brings in the union of Sukkah. And he says, In other words, because even if there's a mitzvah, but binyan asukkah, like the famous Netziv, and others, but still, it doesn't need to be done with your own body. So you could say it to your friend, and he can do it for you, and then you can sit in the sukkah. That's not begufa. But if he sits in there, you didn't do anything, because the sitting is with your goof. If it sits, mitzvahs, you have to do with your goof. So that's the Mahalach HaDvarim in the Tosis Rid. And there's actually a difference between the Shittas HaRid and Shittas Maracha or Zerua, as hopefully we will see in the next offering. And we will see in Mitzvah Hashem more in the philosophy of Taras Hashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.